tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Well, you can take yourself and shove it.
Oh, there you go.
Comedy.
Yes, I love it. I love it too. California Christmas. That's only the best Christmas in California, people.
Yes.
Am I right? Can I get a hell yeah, guys?
Hell yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We were gone for a week, but we are back to talk about two episodes. Here to talk about episode 7 and episode 8. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving holidays as well, and you're all stuffed and ready to get discussing on tonight. I'm your host, Kanika Lal. Follow me on Twitter at Kanika Lal. And I have my amazing co-hosts.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
What up? He got me Nino because he's so
excited.
Good. I know.
I'm like, what's up? My name's Emily Crotal, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Emily Crotal. I think I just burped a little bit.
Oh, I didn't even hear
She's stuffed from Thanksgiving.
And I can't believe they're already celebrating Christmas. I love it.
Right.
The Christmas is coming in.
I'm so,
the goose is getting fat.
Totally. But we have two episodes to go run through today, so we might be a little bit faster than usual, so do bear with us, viewers and listeners.
It's like time but, double time.
Yeah, yes. Seriously. So but the first episode we have going on is episode 7. I'm so happy that Josh is so happy.
Is she really happy?
Is she really happy? That's a big question. And this episode totally delves into Rebecca's feelings and just the idea of feeling anxiety and how what makes us happy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the kind of delves into
her
past.
Really, really tight, and just it was bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. More. It's like, I don't know. It's that time when you're like, love's sick kind of for the first time. Mm-hmm. I think when it's like in your face like that, and you were so close, like she was so close, she tasted it. It was like on her lips. Mm-hmm. He's like, so I'm attracted to you. You know, that's lingering in your head. And then you're like, are you kidding me? Like,
and they move in.
Yeah.
It was like, it's too much for her to handle at one
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
I know.
But I like to see the history of what happened to her. Why she, you know, what she was in New York.
Oh, yes.
And how she progressed a little bit here, then just slipped back. Like,
I think she has progressed. She's gotten even more of a firmer grip on herself.
She did, yeah.
And she's learning to kind of shrug things off a little bit.
Yes. And I think she's learning how to be in community, and, you know, and all the friends she's made at the office and everyone she's helped.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at first she's, like, helping them to prove to the bartender, you know?
Yeah.
But to Greg, but... Now, but then it was like, oh, this is real. I really do. Like, I'm not as selfish as I thought, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's, like you said, her office and exactly Paula, too, who's kind of like supporting her in a way. And well, it's, in a way, I mean, the show, the episode starts off with her and Paula, of course, stalking Josh and Valencia moving in. And I'm actually a little bit surprised that Paula was really rooting for Josh and Rebecca.
I think it's...
She was so anti-Greg.
Right. She was super anti-Greg, but it's funny because I think, if you kind of look at it, Paula is kind of Rebecca.
Totally. They are so alike.
That's why they're such good friends, because Paula wants to see the drama unfold somewhere else and out of her own life.
Yeah. I think she's living vicarious.
I know. But, she's living vicariously.
Exactly. She's her little like voodoo doll.
Yeah.
In a way, because Paula has such an upsetting love life herself, she's thinking that her and Rebecca and Josh is kind of her only hope in a way.
Right, and we saw.
And I love how she kind of references The Walking Dead and Twilight.
Yeah.
She's like, are you team Josh, team or whatever?
Oh, totally.
So they're spying, and then Rebecca decides to call Josh, and he ignores it, which kind of really does get to her. That was kind of like the start of her, I guess, depression in a way.
But don't you think that was a pretty innocent ignore, because he was with Valencia and
they were hugging.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he wanted to create any, like, you know, drama.
He wasn't like,
totally.
Yeah,
he didn't want to be like, hey, I'm like, you know, romancing my girl. Hey, Rebecca, that's just gonna upset her.
Right.
He couldn't
upset Valencia.
That.
I mean, so.
Like, there's no way he could have done that.
Yeah. So that
he would have got shot.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, knowing Valencia, like, yeah. she's a girl that would... She's not a girl to have, but yeah, unfortunately he does have her. So that anxiety really gets to Rebecca, and then we see kind of in the next scene, they have this major client coming into the firm.
Yes, Mr. Calvin, right?
Calvin Young. Yeah. What do we think of this character, Calvin Young? He's cool. A good actor.
I did too.
I like him. I like his in and out of depression. I like his comedic timing, and I like his love interest for Paula.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
That's hilarious. And it's funny because I don't even feel like it's like... Like, comedic timing as much as just, like, real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, yeah, no.
I know.
Kind of cool.
I love it, because it really does mirror, like, him to Paula really mirrors, like, Rebecca's, like, how she wants prescription, right. You know? Like, they're just Band-Aids for her.
Right.
So, yeah, she wants to, like, drink vodka. She just is not getting over, like, even in her email, she's typing Josh and Valencia all about. So, Daryl, he's like, all right, the boss, he's like, just take a time out, go home. And she goes home, and she, like, flips to the TV and sees Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
And then the French Depression song comes back, because she sees a French show.
Right. I'm like, that was probably one of my favorite parts of this episode.
Favorite.
Too good. Too good. Dr. Phil, just popping out of your TV.
I know.
I don't know if I like that, or if I'm scared of that, or if I want that in my
life. I'm a little freaked out.
Yeah, I'm a little freaked out, right?
But do we all have that, though? Kind of, like, where we imagine someone talking to us? It could be ourselves, like, two-sided, because that definitely is herself.
You talk to yourself?
Oh, no.
I talk to myself in the way
I'm like, no, Kanika, yes, Kanika, what are you doing, Kanika? Like, if you knew what was going on in my mind.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
But, like, don't we all have that conscious thing, like, telling us what's right or what's wrong?
Oh, totally.
I feel like that's Dr. Phil in this case, right?
Everyone should have that. And if you don't, I'm nervous for you.
You should get it back.
You should get it back.
Try to find your Dr. Phil on TV.
It was so funny because he's like, they said they can smell the vodka. And she's like, that's funny because vodka doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, you know too much about alcohol. For one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the song, though? Because that was the next thing that came about after Dr. Phil. The French Depression song.
I dug it. That was one of my favorite parts.
She, like, knew her French really well. I was telling you before the show.
Je te dis français.
There you go.
Even, like the next episode, too, we see later on, she is just well-versed in many languages.
Yeah.
Yes. Rachel. Like,
Rachel Bloom,
the beginning... I don't want to go too far into it, but they have kind of like they kind of have the scene to where how her family came over here from Europe. I think they were speaking German.
They were.
Was it German?
They were they were German because I know they were coming from Europe.
Exactly.
It sounded a lot like
they were fleeting. They're fleeting from Europe to America. But we'll talk more about them. But she's just really well versed in her
language.
Totally.
I know.
That's really cool.
Go, Rachel.
I know. Yeah. What were you going to say?
No, I just was going to say, j'adore le français. I, like, love the language.
Do you know French?
Yeah.
Well, you're Rebecca after
That's
all.
That's right.
So.
J'ai étudié français à l'université pour deux ans et mon professeur ne parle pas anglais en classe.
Oui, oui.
Yes.
So while all that's happening and she's imagining Dr. Phil, et cetera, et cetera, she decides to get help. Before we get to the doctor scene, we see Josh and his friends.
Yes.
Including Greg.
Mm-hmm.
In Valencia's apartment.
Yes.
And they're kind of trying to help him.
I love that they're there for his boy, you know, for
totally
their boy.
Love that.
You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to ease it up on Josh, because that's a lot. He's moving in a lot of furniture, for one.
Yeah.
Where did they get all his furniture?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they're missing a table.
Like, the dining table, which she wants.
The table.
And I feel like there's, like, a kind of an aura, like, does he want to do it? You know what I mean? And, like,
oh, you
Josh,
mean, like, do you, did,
you know,
really
yeah, and if it, and yeah, yeah. I feel like, you remember that conscience thing, that Dr. Phil thing? I feel like him, it's his mom.
That's a good point.
And it's in, like, the back of his head, like.
Ooh, Dr. Phil is his mom.
Yes.
He's Dr. Phil is his mom.
Yes.
Because he's pretty, we were talking about this, Josh is pretty on-the-surface type of dude.
Yeah.
He totally is.
Dive in his feelings too
exactly.
much. Yeah.
Just Unless Greg dives in for him.
Well, his friends kind of did.
That
was probably the scene where I laughed out loud, was when they were comparing the table to Valencia.
Yeah. They don't like her.
They don't like her at all. But what was even funny was one of the friends was comparing his sex, like, it was like, what, his parking to...
Oh, yeah,
remember the whole pullout thing, yes. The dialogue, that was perfect. I wish I had written that whole thing down.
Perfect for what they were feeling. Dude, at the moment.
Yeah. It's like I have to pull out, and I just can't go from the back, but it's so tight. We were talking about parking the whole time. That was just, like, good writing there.
Right? It was about parking, it was about other stuff, like, and it was about their feelings about Valencia. Yeah. All in one.
I wanted to shot that. And I think it was, like, when he was trying to park it in and out.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It was so funny. Yeah, yeah. It was funny. So, yeah, we later find out that Valencia doesn't like the table, but we'll get to that in just a second. So,
boo, Valencia, boo.
Yeah, seriously, Valencia, you're killing us. Here. Not fair. Dude. So Rebecca sees the doctor. I forgot her name. It was like Dr. Capodia or something.
Something, right.
Something like that.
In-home doctor.
And all she's there for is just the pills.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't want to get help.
No.
Because she's been through it a lot.
Exactly. Which is funny because her doctors in New York were just like, I'm just tired of hearing you. So here's a prescription for X, Y, and Z.
And she's already delved into her childhood so much.
Right.
And that totally like happens too. Like that's how people get addicted to pills because they're like, not supposed to be on them, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It's like covering, it's a band-aid. Yeah, just like you said, it's a mask for the...
I think pills make you worse. Medication, like a lot of the times, do actually escalate what you're feeling and they don't help.
Yeah, yes. No, I don't think so either.
Or definitely. Like sedate where you're like, there's some obviously that help and right. are like, you know, necessary. And right. there are obviously very good doctors, but there are those that are like out for the money and it's super scary. Yeah. And if you're like, if you're not over 18, or if you're over 18, your parents like can't say anything. It's crazy.
And it's hard because it's all you now. It's all you saying. Yeah. You know what?
What if you're not in the right state of mind? Totally. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah.
She was definitely not in the right state of mind.
No, she wasn't.
But she snapped back really quick later on, and which is
she
did,
but
me.
She was so desperate that she found the pill in the bathroom though.
Right, that's right.
After a session, she found the pill, so she searched it. And it was an ADD pill, and then again, Dr. Phil shows up and was like, "You shouldn't take a pill from the bathroom floor."
At least she searched it.
At least she searched it. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm happy she at least took the time to Google what the pill was.
That's true.
Because
no one would do that. I feel like
we're just going.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, okay.
If you're in that state, I don't know. There's some time, you know.
But that's like Rebecca. Like, we were not surprised she did that, right?
No, I wasn't surprised at all that she did that. I was just like, okay, here we go. And I was waiting to see the
wanting to see what happened. Nothing bad really that happened.
Yeah. Since I'm a lawyer, I do things like.
There we go, Rebecca. I love it. No, but nothing too crazy bad happened.
No, it didn't.
Just her anxiety kicked in, like, even more.
Yeah. But she got, like, really focused and started, like, decorating her apartment Christmas.
Right.
Christmas decoration.
It was like almost like
Christmas at the beach. Almost,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what's going on?
Exactly. So while that is happening, Paula and Calvin are getting it on. And he goes to her house.
Yes.
Because Scott's out of town. Yeah. And this Scott's just always traveling. And Paula just does. She wants company. Feeling lonely.
Right.
With the barbershop quartet.
They were. Right? He was there at dinner with them first. The first part. He was there at dinner with them.
No, that was Daryl.
That was Daryl. That's right. That was Daryl.
Daryl was there, and he was just like, all right, I'm going
to go. A week before. Sorry, trying to remember this, guys.
Yeah. I know. No worries. Yeah, so like, Daryl was there, and then they were just kind of getting it on. He invites her to a jazz club in Pasadena. Like, their sexual tension was, like high in that scene, guys.
I wonder what Daryl was feeling. He was like, should I just go, or do I even know? Because he seemed a little oblivious.
Daryl's always oblivious. He's not there.
Yeah.
He's like,
why is no one wearing a Christmas sweater? It is National Christmas sweater Day. I love it.
I know, he's interesting. So they go to the jazz club, and then we get little Paula's, you know, singing.
Yeah,
her musical performance,
when
which
Paula
was so
sings.
Good.
Paula just hits the right note. She does it. I love it. They want like do it.
Yeah, do it.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she really is. But it was like the perfect venue too, that jazz club.
Right.
For her to do that sexy
spotlight was on them, and they were just like feeling each other out, waiting for it to happen.
And then the next thing you know. Hotel room.
Right?
What?
Did you guys think she would do it, though?
I was almost so close that she... I was hoping
so
she wasn't.
Crazy that, like... I mean...
You think she
he has a wife who died, so he's obviously still, like,
he's super vulnerable.
Her. vulnerable.
She was probably
the right
drinking
word.
A little.
They were both a little tipsy.
Actually, you know what? She was really tipsy. So yeah, that's why I thought she was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because then you're inebriated.
Exactly.
Inebriated.
So she was so close to doing it, and then she gets a call from Rebecca. Rebecca, after having her ADD, decides to get a little downer. So she calls up me.
Heather,
who... It's a little different for me, because I don't think I'd have that.
Question mark.
But they decide to, like, you know, smoke the old marijuana. Mm-hmm. And they decide to eat a burrito and go crash the therapist's house.
Yes, through a doggy door.
That was funny.
Through the doggy door.
Okay, can I just tell you that I literally did this?
You've been stuck in a doggy door before?
Okay, yes.
You're so Rebecca. This is, like, making me... Okay, wow.
It's so crazy.
It's Twilight Zone.
I know, right? So my friend's like... He's like, okay, come over. It doesn't matter what time of day. He's like, 2 a.m, just come over and come in through the doggy door.
What were you doing at 2 a.m?
Yeah,
sneaking out. It's no big deal. All
right.
High school days. And then we, like, go through the doggy door, and this huge, like, St. Bernard comes out and attacks my friend.
St. Bernard's...
Dude, dang.
Yeah, they're so
big. They're friendly, but they're huge.
Yeah, and he's, like, buying, like, my friend's hoodie, and I'm just, like, trying not to pee my pants.
Shoot.
Because it was so funny. And then the mom's like, hello? Like, is Dennis here? And she's like, he's not home. And we're like...
She got caught, just like Rebecca got caught.
Just like Rebecca.
This
exactly.
is too much of this.
Like, yeah, it's like too parallel for
this
me.
Is totally yeah. parallel.
So she got caught, yes. and the therapist did work something out with her, though. She's like, all right, I won't. So nice.
This is a good therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really nice.
She just wants to help her.
She wants to help her. This is somebody who deserves her license.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
She deserves a therapist
that's
license.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, listen, I'm not gonna call the cops on you. I'm not gonna press charges if you do these sessions with me, which you just want to help your patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she found her. I don't know where she found her. I don't know if she like Yelped her, but
I know. I don't know. I wonder.
She
how
should
she
have
found
five stars.
Yeah, she should. She was good. She was good. So that ended well, and then that's when she calls Paula, and they pretty much Rebecca's like, "Don't do this, Paula." She gave an amazing speech. To both Calvin and Paula, and she, like she said, she was like, this is just a temporary fix, this is not, you need to just, she's, the whole thing was like, you need to realize, you have to feel your feelings,
right.
Yes.
Like, accept it, and don't be numb to it, don't ignore it, and try to find these pills, or this one night stand to kind of help you, and that's something that, like, we can all relate to,
exactly.
Totally.
Right?
Exactly.
Just feel it out, like, even though it sucks, like, it's, like, the weirdest pain, because it's, like, where is this coming? You're like, why does my heart hurt? Like, I don't have heartburn.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Right, but everything makes you stronger. Every time you go through something like that, every time you go through heartache, every time you go through difficulties in life, it'll just make you stronger as you go along. So,
totally.
But it's just so funny. Rebecca is too smart for herself.
I know.
Like, she hops in out of depression like this, and she'll realize something, and then the next, you know, the next couple of days, it's just out.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the same thing over again.
Yeah.
But it's so true to life, because a lot of people are like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A lot of people are like that, so,
Yeah.
It's interesting. They really do give good life lessons.
They do. Yeah. They do. So, in a really dark, twisted way, but they do.
I know.
Funny, lighthearted.
That's
funny.
Right. Exactly.
Like, both ways.
It's
like,
both, like, at the same time. Like, the songs are lighthearted, but they're also,
right.
Like, it's like if you were singing, like, The Doors in, like, a Muppet's way.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like yin and yang.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that impresses Calvin, though, her speech. So she kind of does save the firm. He's still a client, so all that
Thank
is good.
God.
I know. Seriously.
I thought she was going to mess that one up real quick.
I know. So, that was good. And then we get the scene of Josh and his friends. They worked so hard and long to fix that dining room table.
I thought it was cool, right?
And when Lencia walks in, she's like, this is not what I would have picked out. But thanks. We can go to dinner when we like the dining room table.
I'm going to
But here's the thing.
On a spoon.
Like, for me, like furniture is super important for my new house.
Right.
So I would have at least liked to pick it out, and then they could have helped fix it.
Right.
But I still get, like, obviously it's mean for her to say that, like, insult them like that, but furniture isn't. She should have picked it out in the first place. It was her fault for letting, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, and I get it, too. Like, I think I wish she, obviously, we all wish that she would have acknowledged his hard work.
The hard work, which is more important to acknowledge. And that's
it.
Totally.
You know, maybe she could have put it somewhere, like, in the corner or something like that.
Yeah, I know. Just say thank you. And that got to Josh. Thinking, you know, God, Valencia really is like this and this and this. And that invited him to text.
Did you notice, though? Huh. Did you notice in the beginning when they were out, when he was like, okay, I'll buy the sage for you. I'll go and get the sage so we can cleanse the house of evil spirits. She says, I love you. And he never says, I love you to her.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, she never says,
and I'm like, he never said, I love you that whole episode.
No.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't think I've ever... I don't think I've ever heard him say I love you. Maybe he did, like, earlier on, but I just don't... I haven't heard
maybe
it
maybe they
more.
Do that on purpose, like, have her...
Right, because he's still thinking about Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
You know?
I know. We know.
I know.
We all know.
I know.
So,
he's so
Rebecca is meeting with a therapist, and then she gets a text from Josh. And all of a sudden, she feels better. Yeah, like, I don't need a therapist anymore. I have Josh texting me, which is interesting, because don't depend your happiness on somebody else, but for someone anxious like her, it just takes time.
Right.
But, and then they meet, and that's when he shows her a picture of the table, and she's like, I think it's perfect. And you could totally tell in his mind, like, you know what? This girl actually... might be just cooler.
Right. Or might be the
much
one for me.
I'm so much cooler than Melissa.
Yeah.
You're the one for Josh.
That's right.
Okay? You are.
Oh my gosh.
And then they see Dr. Phil.
Yes.
The real Dr. Phil.
So did you guys think he was appropriate in this show? Like, it was good, smart for him to use him, and he was...
It was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I thought it was a great way to just... have Rebecca help fight her evils, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it just being in a lighthearted kind of situation. Because some of the stuff that she was doing was pretty dark.
Yeah.
Drinking on a job.
Oh,
like,
I know.
You know what I mean? And like in front of an
especially
important
when
meeting.
You're
about to like make a big presentation.
Actually, this is so funny because I had a lawyer and I think that he was on like some sort of drug when we were in the trial. Because I said something like, and he said stuff that I hadn't even said. And I'm like, are you on crack right now?
That's crazy.
It was crazy. That's crazy. So
people,
dangerous.
People need that drug and that alcohol for their job.
Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You're right. It's so dangerous.
It is.
It's so dangerous.
Coffee,
being
just coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Yes. Just stick to coffee right now.
Five-hour energy, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a little bit more organic.
Where you're not affecting other people's lives.
Totally. Yes. Well, that was episode 7.
Yes.
Moving right along to episode 8. Right.
Let's do it. Merry Christmas!
Yay, now it's Christmas!
Jingle bells.
All right, so this episode is called My Mom, Greg's Mom, and Josh's Sweet Dance Moves.
So
we had another guest star, Tova. I don't know how to really pronounce her name. Tova Felbetcha. But she is in Walking Dead. I don't know if you guys watch that.
I haven't been following Walking Dead.
For those
since, like,
Walking Dead fans,
you know
her.
I feel like I should.
You like her. Well, some of you. I wasn't a fan of her in Walking Dead, but she's a good actress. So she's back and she plays Rebecca's mom.
Loved it. She is an amazing Rebecca's
scene.
Mom.
I know.
Oh, no. She is.
We will get to that huge, like, that.
Her, oh my god.
Oh, that was amazing. She just came in and I was like, I see a lot of my mom in her a little bit, but I also see like another crazy mom too.
No way. Yes.
A little bit of my mom, but my mom's not that intense.
Yeah, yeah.
But we see Rebecca's ancestors, right?
She's the bathroom.
And that's when we see the language.
Exactly.
The big Jewish family fleeing, and there's this ring, a Garfunkel ring, that is passed down to different families, and Rebecca has not received that ring yet.
No, she was supposed to receive it on her
18th birthday. But
she's
not
happened. Far beyond that now.
Yeah. Yes. So that was a little flashback, and then we come in, the current scene, and Rebecca is tidying up her apartment, making it perfect because she is a mommy pleaser.
Yeah. She is a mommy pleaser. She needs.
I've never met a mom pleaser. Have you guys?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just a pleaser. No, I'm just joking.
Are you just a pleaser in general? Oh
my gosh, you guys, you have no idea. I am like the biggest. If, like, there was this sign on my forehead, it would just say, people pleaser.
That's so funny.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's to a point where it's not healthy. I mean, I realize
it now. So did you relate to this episode?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I had a roommate once, and I had to, like, please them because I was like, I will... never, like, be good enough for you. Like, I'll never live here. Like, it's not my house. Mm-hmm. You know, like, in Friends. Right. Like, Rachel never... Right. It's always, like, Monica's always, like, criticizing her.
Yeah.
Like, belittling her. Yeah. It's not healthy when you're, like, trying to please everyone.
Well,
yeah.
There we go. Straight from a co-host right here.
There you go.
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
No. I believe in pleasing yourself because that, in turn, right. does please others.
Oh, yeah.
More surprisingly, you would. Yes. Yeah, no, it really does. It's like the vibes.
You know
yeah.
what it is? It's boundaries. It's yeah. like you have to have healthy boundaries, which is what therapy, yes. you know, therapists is where it's yeah. like, put the boundaries, you know. Mm-hmm. You're not a bad person if you tell someone that they can't use your brush, you know?
You are not. Let's just bring you back to, like, college and stuff.
Right?
Right.
Like, no, that's my cracker. Okay? I paid for that pack of crackers.
That's my piece of gum. You're right? not allowed yeah. to have my piece of gum out of right. the 36 gums in that pack.
Exactly. That's, right. that's my lucky fork. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah,
that's
so funny. Yeah.
That's so funny.
But
and then it happens, like, she's just doing it the whole time. It's like
she
a
is.
Spiral.
It's like something yeah. she can't control.
And
it
then
does.
You
when
start
you get
lying.
In, you get, yeah, then
lying.
You just get liar.
You're
yeah.
a liar.
She's a liar.
So, would you, but let's talk about that yes. scene though when the mom just comes in and starts singing.
I love that she keeps
criticizing
out the bat. Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, straight, like, where's your bathroom was the first, like, line. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
And then it comes back four
then
times.
Then it goes, like, oh, look at the weight you've gained. Look at the eczema you've having the lotion I sent you. And what is
right?
this California dump?
I'm all, like, because, like,
criticizing everything.
During the wintertime, like, I have eczema. During
oh,
the
yeah,
wintertime.
Yeah.
Like,
all year round.
I'm like, oh, there it is. So when they were pointing it out, I was like, is that? No, okay, I'm good right now.
I know.
Like, I'm like, that sounds like a relative right there.
Yeah, she kind of makes you feel anxious in the song.
It's, you know,
I'm
just like,
we're kind of at a high end, like,
that's
on a high
so
end,
funny.
I don't know why.
Did you feel like you were Rebecca at that point?
Yeah,
she was, it was just so good
really
that you
yeah,
felt
yeah.
like somebody was
that's
like scolding
so
you.
Funny.
She did a really good job.
Yes,
she did.
Yes, yes.
I enjoyed her, and I can't wait. I know she's going to be back.
I love it.
I know. Remember the whole time that we were all saying, like, the mom's going to make a big prominent
right.
role? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We
well, I know I said that, so I'm glad.
I know.
Like,
I
she's a good character. Hopefully
yeah,
she'll be back more.
Cross my fingers.
I like she's always just like this, like,
yeah, that's her face. Even
yeah.
in Walking Dead, she's just like,
yeah.
she's very intense.
I'm going to have to look at some episodes now.
Yeah, no, no.
It's so funny because it's like right here.
Yeah, it's
know?
All here. It's
yes.
all here.
This is just so tight. Nice.
So obviously she's not like California. And I guess the whole time trying to figuring out why did Rebecca, you
right.
know, move there. And then while that's happening, Greg also has a little bit of an interesting mm-hmm. family dynamic
Greg's
as well.
Greg's complex just comes out and
yeah.
just like for everyone to see. Like, he does not like the holidays because
he
of mom.
Is now. Yeah.
Which is crazy. I'm
yeah.
like, okay. And we see later on, though, he is the one with the problem. His
yep.
mom is
yeah.
a sweet, sweet
the
lady.
Family was chill. And the family,
no.
even though
yeah.
like the family did leave, or the mom left, but it was
yeah.
for a reason that was understandable, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
he's like, he's really cynical and sarcastic anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, if you put him in that situation, you know, he's just like, that's what he, I feel like everyone had like a kind of like a baseline,
mm-hmm.
you know, his just is like, comes out like
mm-hmm.
that's him.
Right.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, and I also think it's his mom's fault too, for never explaining to him like what really happened. Cause
yeah.
if you go to somebody's house like that every year and you always act like that, cause obviously he always acts like that,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And he's created the story and it said,
mm-hmm.
like, I would want somebody to tell me, no, this is what really happened.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? And I really do love you.
Yeah.
Why, you know, like,
yeah.
get it together.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
you're
it,
as crazy as Rebecca.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. And it comes, I think, from his dad. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's with, he, like, really cares for him, I think.
Right.
And he's with him all the
24/7,
time. 24/7. Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and if someone, like, builds an opinion about someone, it's hard to, you know, dismiss
it
sometimes,
right.
especially if
after
you
after so long, yeah,
exactly.
yeah.
It's in your mind,
exactly.
you can't get rid of it. Yeah, totally.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Like,
you good? It's okay.
I'm good.
Breathe.
But
there
I'm
we go.
Glad you met Heather, though. I mean,
yes.
by chance,
yeah.
and he invited
yeah.
Heather.
You and
to,
Greg.
Yeah, me and Greg were getting it.
Hey.
We're getting a little close.
I know.
I saw, but I didn't see it because I was like, oh, they kind of look like they're flirting a little bit.
A little bit.
Right? But just at the end, when, you know, when we
yeah.
get there, I was just like,
Okay. Like, I don't know, like, you can't tell if, like, she's
but
doing
she's
anything.
So just like this the time. Right. Like, I'm having so much fun, can't you see?
I'm going to get you a red extension hair clip.
Dude, totally. January. I would, I would do that. And my hair is naturally curly.
Does she have, she has a nose ring, too, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she
we does. Both have
I know, it's amazing. I she said does. That. I was like, we're so nice.
And I'm just going to mark a mole on my face. Okay.
Yes.
I'm Heather. Yeah, just a mole.
Josh, Heather.
Okay, great. I love Greg. Yeah. Okay, so. Let's go on, though, because Rebecca takes the mom to the office, and the mom was not happy with where she worked, so she had to, like, make up that, oh, no, I just volunteered to help underprivileged lawyers.
Lies.
Yes.
And that was really funny, though. That's where your Christmas sweater thing comes
in. That's right.
And then she goes, no, we're going to have lunch with one of the VIP.
I love Paula.
And that scene where Paula joins them for lunch, pretending to be a British Jew, was probably the best thing in this episode.
I'm going to have to Google British Jews later just to see, because I'm like, I never thought about that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Never thought about that.
Her accent was spot on. Yes. She completely, like, pleased the mom. She was born on Abbey, the crosswalk. Abbey Road. That's Abbey Road.
Yes. Right. Because her mom couldn't get to the hospital. Yeah. Literally. Literally. Literally on the road.
Literally.
Literally. So that was really funny. And then Josh, too. We also have Josh. He gets
stopped.
He's like a little fanboy.
Okay. Shout out to my boy, Roshan. Shout out to my boy, Roshan. Roshan Fagan. Disney star, producer, all that good stuff. He was on this episode, and he was Josh's fanboy.
Yeah,
because West Covina All Male, another shout-out,
like
right?
What's up, right? Josh? Are you going to start?
Fun fact, West Covina All Male just won a big competition recently.
Okay.
And recently, I think just a couple weeks ago, like the week before Thanksgiving.
A dance
competition. Wow, yeah. They're actually really, really good. So the West Covina All Male dance team is a really, really big dance team. Do you?
Yes.
Wow.
They're in high school. Are you getting anybody? Okay, careful. Wait a minute.
Like, hey, Dad.
But they're really good. So, and they were the ones on the show with him.
Oh.
And Roshan was like one of the guys on the
show. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That was legit. Well,
they were really good. I definitely recognized them from like the Disney Channel. Yeah. And I forgot what show it was, though.
Was it called Shake It Up or Shake It Off?
Oh, it could
and then
be
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock. Yeah. That's another one, but yeah.
He's
a good actor, but I love how they wanted Josh to kind of... And Josh was kind of reliving his early childhood memories.
Right, because he hates adulting. Don't we all hate adulting?
Yeah. Every day I don't want to be an adult.
You like adulting.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, never mind. So she's with us.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. But I just like... It's just the flow. Like, you are how you are. You are... Mm-hmm. Your heart is the... portrayal of your...
Yeah, totally.
Right.
And
no,
yeah, you can
real.
Be young forever inside.
That's right.
Peter Pan, y'all.
So yeah, totally. I'm all for that. So before we do get to that dance scene, in the end, though, we have back to Rebecca and her mom, and they're really getting along. They're kind of hitting it off just a little bit.
I was happy. Sadly, it was from a lie, but yes, I was happy for them.
Yeah, they're having a gift exchange, and Rebecca's expecting that ring, but... She gets a vase or a vase.
A vase.
And the mom's like, a little bit later, I'll give you something else.
Right.
But she gets a call from Calvin... And they ended up all three going to dinner, and that mom was horny as ever.
Yes, mama needed some.
She needed some.
Yep, she was tired of her gynecologist. Yeah. Her OB. She wanted something else.
She was like,
seriously.
Up there.
Rebecca's like, Calvin, can you just sleep with my mom tonight? Thanks.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Straight out. Just like, yes, please.
Peace out.
See ya.
Yeah, no, seriously. So that was interesting. And then,
And it's interesting, like, I feel like Paula the whole time was like the most. Clear-minded because she's like
for this episode, right?
Yeah. For this one, yeah, exactly. She's like, stop doing this, and like, even though at least she's honest with her, like, I don't agree with anything that you're doing right
now.
Yeah,
they're right.
Get go. She just wanted to see the job unfold, so she was like, I'll be the British Jewish.
Yeah, exactly. Just have fun.
Totally.
Yeah,
for the improv thing.
Right.
She was like,
I took an improv class. They say do, and that actually gave me, like, good, like, when you commit to something, do it all for
exactly.
it. You know, like, it's like an actually
all
tip.
The way.
Yeah. So then the mom's upset the next morning. She's on her way back to the airport.
Right. 5 hours
And she wants to return the gift. Yeah.
She's done. She didn't get
it. She's so mad for, like, the craziest reasons.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're outside arguing, and that's when Rebecca's like had enough, and she just kind of stands up for herself and right. and wants to fight back, and that really does touch the mom. And
I love
they
this
have
part.
A good moment. Yeah, yeah. Tell us.
Like just this part when she kind of just stood up for herself. That's all her mom wanted to see. Her mom, your mom's always gonna love you, whatever the case yeah. may be. You know
always,
what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people always say that my mom doesn't like me, my mom doesn't love me, she doesn't appreciate me. Mm-hmm. Your mom's always gonna appreciate
always,
you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or so on and so forth. She's always gonna be thinking about you. What Rebecca's mom is just an overprotective mom
mm-hmm.
who wants to know where the heck her daughter is because mm-hmm. she moved all yeah. the way to the other side of the you know
yeah.
the country.
Yeah, and Rebecca did get a Harvard Yale degree.
Exactly, exactly. You know, granted, she is like a tiger mom, like what we call, like what Asian kids call the mom.
Totally,
she's a total tiger mom.
Mm-hmm.
But she just wants the best for her kid, but mm-hmm. she just doesn't know how to show it.
Yeah.
But Rebecca doesn't know how to show her feelings either.
No,
so they are each other.
They
once
are.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rebecca's everyone.
Yeah.
Just a
yeah.
little bit of everyone.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, you know, that was like well said. I could not have said that myself better.
But they make,
completely.
They make up and they cry and
they
all
make up
like,
and they, exactly.
Oh, hello.
It still gets an Uber
like
back.
That.
Yeah. yeah. But then she also like, finds out too that why Rebecca is there because she heard overheard the dance announcing Josh Chan.
Right. Getting down on the Winter Wonderland stage, y'all.
That was cute.
Right.
That was a cute ending. And here we see Heather and Greg kiss. So that's like a new mystery for us later on.
I can't wait for that.
And then we see Josh and Rebecca.
Yeah.
And then
he like gives her a high five and she's like, dude, I'm
that's
cool.
so weak.
Yeah,
right.
so weak.
So weak.
Yeah. Yes. yes.
I know what I said. it was weak to Greg. Do we like that ending though? The Christmas dancing with everyone?
Oh my yeah. gosh, are you kidding me?
And Josh's
that's
sweet
awesome.
Dance moves. I mean,
yeah.
his backflip everyone.
I'm like, I'm here for Christmas. I'm waiting
oh, yeah.
for everything.
I know.
As I
was
driving here,
feeling.
We saw Christmas lights pop
yeah,
up
yeah.
everywhere on the
yeah.
freeway. I'm just like,
I know.
The holidays are here, y'all.
24 days. So
right.
that's exciting.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, it's so
exciting. Well, that was a really feel good moment, but yes. let's go into predictions because we
okay.
have, I'm sure, a lot of things coming up for
yes,
January,
yes.
which is the next episode of premiere.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So,
predictions.
All right, guys.
Okay.
One of you hit it.
Okay, I think I have some.
Okay, good.
So, I feel like, okay, the development of Heather and Greg is going to be quite interesting to see and quite interesting to watch. And
mm-hmm.
I think they're going to actually team up and help Josh and Rebecca get together.
Oh, wow.
I think Greg is going to finally be like, okay, maybe she's just not the one for me.
Wow.
And maybe this should be a fairy tale happy ending.
Wow.
And they're going to, you already see he doesn't like Valencia. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And Heather is totally team,
oh, yeah.
team Rebecca,
yeah.
right? They're going to team up with Paula and they're going to help her
mm-hmm.
get Josh.
Nice.
It's gonna happen.
Kinda cool.
So my whole like love triangle thing, that
no.
theory that I had is totally done. I'm done
you know,
with it.
I'm not.
You're
I'm
not.
Either.
You have another
I'm
one.
Not either.
Dude,
oh,
I feel like, dude, this is totally like okay. I'm serious. Heather kisses Greg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like I don't know. Okay, the second, like, someone stops having interest in you,
yeah.
you, like, start having interest.
It, totally.
Oh, yeah. And Rebecca's going to be like, oh, wait a minute.
Is she going to not like
dude,
Heather
I don't think
bit?
She's going to like it.
No.
Ooh.
Even, I don't know why. That's, I just feel like that winning approval, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, winning over others.
It's her issue, too. That's her issue.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then she's going to... Like, I don't know. I think she might, like, chase him a little bit. I don't know why.
That's a good one.
And I feel like Paula might see bye-bye to her family. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what?
Paula might leave her family?
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I don't know.
I
maybe that's too much.
I could see something like that no. happening. I mean, like, I don't know.
In the
she's
future.
She's going to take a break, I think.
Yeah, I know.
She might move in. How about if she moves in with Rebecca a little bit?
Uh-huh. Or Cal. That would be weird. Probably.
What about you?
I think, honestly, I think the same as, like, both of you a little bit. Like, I think we're going to see the storyline of Heather and Greg kind of pan out. And I think Josh is going to dump Valencia for Rebecca. But then there's going to be something in the middle
yeah.
where Rebecca might realize, like, Josh is, like, the past for some
yeah.
reason. And Josh isn't actually what makes her happy. And she realizes Greg is the one
yes.
who makes her happy.
I think so.
Greg might be taken, so it might be
yeah.
a little bit of a...
I like this.
Another
dude,
anxiety
think
thing for her. Like,
totally
she's now stalking
is.
Greg and loving Greg. And I don't know about Paula.
I mean...
But I think Paula... I think Paula should find a new love interest. That'd be nice
I
for
need
her.
To. She needs
I don't
something.
Think that Scott. Greg is that into that other... two
yeah,
year.
I don't think so. There's something about... Maybe it's, that kiss was just like a happy holiday kiss mistletoe.
Mm,
doesn't mean
know.
Anything real.
It was
so
like
we'll have to
like,
wait and see.
I don't know if he's just like... You know, yeah. He feels like it's not going anywhere. Yeah, exactly.
It was just like a holiday feel.
Maybe.
Well, we have to wait until January and more episodes to find out.
I'm sad. It's like 2 months, guys. We're not going to see you guys for 2 months.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
But we will be reuniting soon. So hope everyone has an amazing holiday. Yay. Spend it wisely and nicely with your family. Thank you so much for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV, the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend After Show. Make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media, as well as follow me, your host, Kanika Lal, on Twitter. Actually, everything at Kanika Lal except for Instagram, which is You Can Have It Lal. And where can they find you guys?
There you go. Once again, guys, it's your boy, Nino, and you can catch me at Nina Lanera on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. Hit me up, and hopefully I'll see you guys next month.
I love it. Emily Crotal.
Yeah.
That's the yodel.
That's
hey.
The yodel. All right, guys, that's we need to do it. All right, yeah, bye. Yeah. See you in January.
Bye.
We need to do, like, a little singing thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Thing? What are we
going to
do?
What should we do in the end?
What should we do?
How about, like, oh, can we sing Buzz You Later in a Christmas tune?
There
yeah.
we go.
Okay, Jingle Bells.
You
Buzz.
See you. Okay, just wait for it, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, wait for it.
Wait for
it. We'll be waiting.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, buzz you later, buzz you later. Hey!
I totally failed. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
Sorry. We love you, though. You love us.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.